Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 Minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944, Westminster, Colorado 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John chapter 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C as in Charles, E as in Erna, P as in Paul, H as in Hans, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts such as womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. The program will be about exposing the matrix, and something that is inside the matrix are the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for the broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. This to help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria, and many have moved to tears, hoping that he will be the acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance, and especially climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently is Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation." We have just experienced the fact that Jerusalem has become an international city with the sanctions of the United States. And I will be continuing on. I'm going to get off the subject a little bit to prove to you what's going on today in the United States. Pope Francis warns of destruction on Earth's ecosystem in leaked encyclical. Vatican condemns early release of documents in which Pontiff calls on people to change their lifestyles and energy consumption or face grave consequences. This is an article done by Stephanie Kirkessner and John Hooper in Rome, June 16, 2015. Pope Francis will this week call for changes in lifestyles and energy consumption to avert the unprecedented destruction of the ecosystem before the end of the century. According to a leaked draft of a papal encyclical, in a document released by an Italian magazine on Monday, the pontiff will warn that failure to act would have grave consequences for all of us. Francis is also called for a new global political authority tasked with tackling the reduction of pollution and the development of poor countries and regions. His appeal echoed that of his predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, who in 2009, as in an encyclical, proposed a kind of super UN to deal with the world's economic problems and injustices. According to a lengthy draft, which was obtained and published by El Espresso magazine, the Argentinian Pope will align himself with the environmental movement and its objectives, while accepting that there may be some natural causes of global warming. The Pope will also state that climate change is mostly a man-made problem. Humanity is called to take note of the need for changes in lifestyle and changes in methods of production and consumption to combat this warming, or at least the human causes that produce and accentuate it. He wrote in a draft, "Numeral scientific studies indicate that the greater part of the global warming in recent decades is due to great concentration of greenhouse gases given off above all because of human activity." The Pope will also single out those obstructing solutions in an apparent reference to climate change deniers. The draft states the attitudes that stand in the way of a solution, even among believers, range from negation of the problem to indifference, to convenient resignation of blind faith in technical solutions. The leak has frustrated the Vatican's elaborate rollout of the encyclical, a papal letter to bishops on Thursday. Its release had been planned to come before the Pope's trip to the U.S., where he's due to address the United Nations as well as the joint meeting of Congress. Journalists were told they would be given an early copy on Thursday morning and that it would be released publicly at noon following a press conference. Cardinal Peter Turkson, who wrote an early draft of the encyclical, and Hans-Joachim Schnellenhuber, a noted climate scientist in Germany, were expected to attend the press conference. On Monday evening, the Vatican asked journalists not to publish details of the draft, emphasizing that it was not the final text. A Vatican official said he believed the leak was an act of sabotage against the Pope. The draft is not a detailed scientific analysis of the global warming crisis. Instead, it is the Pope's reflection of humanity's God-given responsibility as custodians of the earth. At the start of the draft essay, the Pope wrote, "The earth is protesting for the wrong that we are doing to her because of the irresponsible use and abuse of the goods that God has placed on her. We have grown up thinking that we were her owners and dominators, authorized to loot her. The violence that exists in the human heart, wounded by sin, is also manifest in the symptoms of illness that we see on the earth, in the earth, the water, the air, and in living things." He immediately makes clear, moreover, that unlike previous encyclicals, this one is directed to everyone, regardless of religion. "Faced with the global deterioration of the environment, I want to address every person who inhabits this planet. In his encyclical, I specially propose to enter into discussion with everyone regarding our common home," said the Pope. According to the leaked document, the Pope will praise the global ecological movement, which has already traveled a long, rich road and has given rise to numerous groups of ordinary people that have inspired reflection. In a surprisingly specific and unambiguous passage, the draft rejects outright carbon credits as a solution to the problem. It says they could bring rise to a new form of speculation and would not help to reduce the overall emission of polluting gases. On the contrary, the Pope wrote, it could help support the superconsumption of certain countries and sectors. The document is not Francis's first foray into the climate debate. The pontiff, who was elected in 2013, has previously noted his disappointment with the failure to reach global accord on curbing greenhouse gas emissions, chiding climate negotiators for having a lack of courage during the last major talks held in Lima, Peru. Francis is likely to want to influence Republicans in Washington with his remarks. Most Republicans on Capitol Hill will deny climate change is a man-made phenomenon and have staunchly opposed regulatory efforts by the Obama administration. This is to be continued next week. God bless you. Shalom. Rita Williams. In closing, if you want another listen or tell your friends about us, go to the website dedicated to this program, www.cephas-radio.com. Subscribe to our free monthly newsletter at www.go-cephas.com. God bless you. Shalom. Rita Williams, SEVISministry.com.